Let your word come in revelation and in power to transform our lives from the place of pain, failure, and struggle to the place of honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And the saints of God shout a big amen. I have chosen today to place the spiritual emblem of the bread, which represents the body, and the wine, which represents the blood, on this altar so that they will hear my prophecies. Because if this is the blood of Jesus, then it means the efficacy and its power to change and transform is still in there. So this blood must hear. And it must hear prophetic utterance from me. This body must be quickened by the word. So that as you eat and drink, we are about to seal a covenant, which is covenant for the transfer of inheritance. Because I know a man called Solomon, who, because of his relationship with an ordinary man, King David, was so prosperous. Then my question is, how much more we, sons and daughters of the Most High God? And Jesus Christ, talking about Solomon, he said, you have seen Solomon in all his glory and beauty. I want you to know that somebody greater than Solomon is here. Thank you. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 19. Put it on the screen. I will do King James. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 19. Read with a loud voice. Ready, go. And why? But. Read it again. Go. A feast. The reason why you didn't read it, the reason why you didn't read it well is because you don't understand it. A feast or a celebration is called to bring you joy. Ha. And wine, you drink wine for merry. You drank wine many times. This one that you are about to drink will give you a permanent and an eternal joy forever and ever. Somebody clap your hands and shout, I receive it. I am not talking about that wedding which took place in that woman's life. On that day, she was dressed and came for the wedding. And then hours and minutes, the man didn't show up. It was later on revealed that the man hadn't actually divorced his first wife. So his first wife heard about this new marriage and organized a talk. I mean, boys, young men, macho men. And they said they would storm this wedding place and cause mayhem. As a result of which, the man didn't show up. After the woman sitting and waiting for so many hours, all the celebration, the food and the wine went sour. I am not talking about the celebration that brings you calamity and sorrow. I am talking about a feast that brings you laughter and joy forever. I am talking about a wine that will make sure there is eternal and everlasting joy and happiness in your marriage, in your business, in your life as a child of God. Receive it before I continue. Can I hear somebody shout a big amen? Amen? And now the Bible says, I should tell you, that Mary and that celebration you are looking for, money has the answer to it. That thing you are looking for is in the power of money. When I say money, say dread the money. Money! Money! money answereth all things. Money will buy. Oh, praise God. Formerly, I was told that it is only when you become born again and you receive Jesus Christ that you have joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Today, I add a new joy. There is a joy that comes when you have received money. My son, I like this service. I like this service. And why? Because almost everybody here has a story identical with mine. Look at what my father did to me. If it were not for God and scholarship, I would not be speaking English today. Because of... Look at the way you are struggling in your education because of... Look at you, the shame and disgrace. Your electricity is cut off. Water cut off. And the whole neighborhood knows that your mother and your father are not able to pay. Clap your hands and say, it's over. Today, I bring you an answer to all things. Money answereth. I'm a Sakori Bihataya. Money. From today, that thing called money won't bluff you again. You'll be chasing money, and money will be running away from you. You hold money gets out of your hand. You call money doesn't respond. Today, money has ears. It is a spirit. Say, money, come. Oh, sir, I don't know your story and your background. I almost didn't go to secondary school. My father said, look at me and said, Crunchy, this house, have you seen anybody going to secondary school in this house? I passed common entrance as a Saito person with 275. I could go to any school with 275. Any. Look at you, young woman. Do you know why you have gone for a sugar daddy? Because of money. Because if you don't go for this sugar daddy, you will be wretched. You will be, you can't raise your shoulder in school. You are attending a school where everybody is holding designer bag, designer shoe. And so you are compelled. Today, you will no longer be compelled. You don't need money from any sugar daddy. Money is coming from heaven above. The Lord, our God, will prosper us. Therefore, we his sons, we shall arise and we shall build. Clap your hands and say, money, come. Call money again, come. Call money again. Money, come to me. Money answereth all things. You think you are angry? You are not angry yet. Wait till I come to you with 1 Kings chapter number 10. And then we'll see a common man born with blood and flesh like you and I. The only difference was that he was born into the family of a royal. If so, yes sir. How about us? We too, we are born into the kingdom of righteousness. The day we accepted Jesus Christ, we got translated and transformed. We don't belong to earthly kingdom anymore. We belong to a kingdom of our God. And I want you to understand that somebody greater than Solomon is here. Is here. You think you are angry? 1 Kings chapter number 10. Let's do verse number 4. Let me do New King James. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, verse number 5, when she saw the food on his table, when she saw the sitting arrangement of his servants, when she saw the service of his waiters, and the apparel and the dressing, when he saw the cupbearers, and when he saw the entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, between his house where he slept and the stairs, that leads you to the house of the Lord, the stairs. Antrelia, when she saw the Antrelia, what was this about this Antrelia? What was this about the stairs? She was on and she didn't shook. Come on. She said, I have seen building in Ethiopia, but this one is different. You think you have seen money before? Tell them if they have had money before, they should wait. A new generation is arising. They will know that iron pass iron. I am talking to only one person here. Somebody say, hey. They were taking her around. Then when they go to the place where they were going to climb to Solomon's prayer room, she said, hey, what is this? Solomon said, oh, come on, come. They take it easy, climb. And then when she went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit left in her. Emumofe tayemi. Many ameke amena shika ne wamba bluff wo ameme ke wona wono mumo baji ameme. I'm okay if you didn't receive that prophecy because you don't understand God. I go chi wanga womo si womanya sika amu wa wa womo hunu womo cheng. The inheritance of royal house is coming when we get our money. Their spirit will leave them. Am I talking to royals? Somebody rise and jump and say, I receive it. Please be seated. Please be seated. Oh, I love second service. Because it's an opportunity for me to change a young man, a young woman, and make you a millionaire very early in your age. Somebody say, I am in agreement. Hey, ma wong anyone who sir, come on, professor. Rise up and go to seven people. Say it again. Yamiho Centurani. Yamiho Centurani. Eradia. Is some of the prophets I hear. Are you ready for your inheritance? Go to three people and prophesy. Go to three people and prophesy. Here was what I said in the first service. I said in the first service, mothers and fathers who are very old and they are almost finishing, they are transferring this inheritance for their sons and their daughters. Today, I want you to prophesy over your children like you have never prophesied. Hey, I change your name and I change your destiny and I change your tomorrow. Rise up and shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Onyami niawaye. Dosu. Hey.
Bago. Sinaye. Sinaye.
This is the song you will sing that day. You will celebrate.
Sinaye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shira. Give me a cancer. Jesus. If you serve my God and follow my vision, and you will be pure in your heart, you haven't seen anything yet. The Lord will bless you with abundance of money, which he will just make you a caretaker, and you will use that money to serve him. Give me verse 6. Let me see what is in verse 6. Then she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom." Watch it. Everywhere you see riches, you see wisdom there. Once you obtain wisdom, there is no way that you fail in life. Today, when I usher and I open the atmosphere, ask God, wherever wisdom is hiding, wherever information is hiding, wherever ideas are hiding, pull them from wherever they are. You will dream about them, you will receive them, you will walk by them, you will do them. Everywhere you see wisdom, you see money. Let me see what is in verse number 7. "However, I did not believe the words until I came and I saw with my own eyes. And indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard." Do verse number 10 for me. Verse number 10. And this one is where I don't understand. See whether you can understand. Read it with a loud voice. Ready, go. "Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, spices in great quantity, and precious stones. There never again came such abundance of spices as the queen of Sheba gave to Solomon." No, don't worry. We shall go and find out what that nonsense means. The nonsense of the 20 talents and gold and spices. And when you hear it, you will cry. Do verse number 21 for me. Do verse number 21, 22, 23. Read it. Ready, go. "All King Solomon's drinking vessels were, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure. Not one was silver, for this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon." As for the silver, they don't look at it. I'm a queer. Because silver was nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, here, you haven't heard me well. I'm talking about a man full of flesh and blood. In fact, you are even more righteous than Solomon. Solomon is a womanizer. His father was adulterous. Somebody greater than Solomon is here. You are the king of the Most High. You are royal by transfer of the blood. You are under a better covenant than Solomon. When I say money, clap your hands and say, "Jete bro, bro, money! Money! Money!" Feast is for celebration. Wine is for merry. But money answereth. Today, I am putting the answers you are looking for in your hand. You will eat it on the table and drink it. And if you will serve my God and follow my vision and you will believe in me, there will be a manifestation of what we are about to drink and what we are about to eat. Verse number 22. Ready, go. "For the king had merchant ship at sea with the fleet of Hiram. Once every 3 years, The ships came bringing gold, silver, ivory, adun, gadun. But don't laugh. That's the character of rich people. Once they have everything, the next thing they want to do is to do zoo. And they'll buy these animals. And then they'll hire people to cook for the animals, to feed the animals, to inject the animals, to take the animals to veterinary medicine, and to cure the animals. And then in their leisure time, they'll go and sit and look at the donkey. The donkey, this one getting more angry. Number 54, Rycroft Road in London, is the house of my friend, Minister Collison, and his wife. Blessed, very wealthy, very rich road in London. Opposite the house, one day, we had gone to church. When we came, there were a lot of cars on the street, everywhere. Oh, it was so difficult for us to drive into our house. So then I said to my friend, Minister Collison, I said, this person, the party there must be very big. It's a party. It's a party being held for cats. Alonte. Jinamwa. So I said, wait a minute, tell me more about this. Once every month, all the cat owners in the area bring their cats along with them. And then they come and do a whole party with music, with first meal, first course, second and third, and dessert. And while the cats are eating, the owners will be chatting, and then they'll be calling the cats, and the cats will be displaying, hello, kitty, kitty. And then the kitty, 6 hours. Now, for a party, a long day. From today, clap your hands and say, money, come to the house. Now. One more to do corn beef. Abafa corn beef. Aye. And that long day, you go me. That is going to change in your time. The Lord has spoken to me. There is an inheritance which is coming to a dear generation. Rise up and shout, I receive my inheritance. Michael, sit down. What is the difference between Solomon and me? Michael Jackson is worse. He made so much money, bought a very big house, kept a very large zoo, started spending his money. At the end, no wife, no nothing. He died. Leaving all his inheritance for Adun and cat and whoa. He bought and bought snakes. He said there was one of his snakes called Golden Snake. You get money and buy witchcraft into your house. I call this one money in wrong hands. As for you and I, when our money comes, we will build God a house. And build a hospital and build schools. Every month we shall go to the north, Boliga and Wa, preach the gospel, give food and drink, pay people's school fees, take all the armed robbers from the streets. We will glorify God with our money. Am I speaking the language of somebody? Is there agreement with the man of God? Clap your hands and shout, I am blessed. Seen an agreement in Royal House Chapel like today. I can see your heart is with me. And because of that, nobody can stop us from what we are about to do. No one. We are so united, we will speak one voice to the end. If you know your voice is not with me, when you give your offering today, I don't want you in this church again. I will show you a church where they entertain poverty. And where they want to die in poverty. As for me, God says, I must change lives. I will let you know that the joy you are looking for, the wine you are looking for, the happiness you are looking for, money, answer it. Oh, thanks. As on young men and women in the house. Oh, do verse 23. So King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Look at verse 24. Now all the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. That's it. You read it. When you have money, everybody will seek you. They don't honor you and respect you and take notice of you because you have not been blessed. But now, with this knowledge, oh man, they will come and look for you. When our money comes, the first thing I'll do is to look for that landlord who used to insult you every day in their house. I will buy their house and I'll make you the landlord of their house. Give me GNT. Give me GNT. Now look at the other versions. Look at the other versions because I want to arrive at verse number 10 in a better way. Look at verse GNT from verse 4. GNT from verse 4. The queen of Sheba heard Solomon's wisdom and saw the play, the palace he had built. Verse number 5. She saw the food that was served at his table. Food. Food. First, vegetables. Then, the main meal. The main meal, the rice was just one ladder. One. Not plate or bone. The fufu, the size of the fufu was like this. Because you mustn't eat too much carbohydrate. And then the chicken was half. You see, you are quiet. Because one chicken, 24 of your family, they share 24. So you are quiet. He was eating half chicken with small amount of rice. Because the protein must always be more than the carbohydrate. If you eat too much carbohydrate, your breast will become big, your hips will become big, and everything will become big. So you eat little carbohydrate, more protein. Your food will change. The contemporary floor, the plate must be half full, and the apim must be 1-2 apim divided into 2. So 4 pieces of apim. So in actual life, 2 with one full half plate of kontomire, then you are eating. Not apim 12. And then kontomire. When he saw the living quarters for his officials and the organization of his palace staff and the uniforms they wore, the servants who waited on him at feasts, and the sacrifices he offered at the temple, his sacrifices, when they were going to the temple, first the stairs shocked the woman. But the next thing that shocked the woman was the amount of money that Solomon put on the altar. From today, change those sacrifices of coins, one Ghana city, and so on. Move. The least you must give God, 5 Ghana. That's for the poor. The rich people, move into 50 and move into 100. And stay there. Don't demote yourself. Because an inheritance is shifting over your head. I am talking to only one person here. Oh, listen. If you purpose in your heart that there are some offerings you won't bring anymore, God will honor that faith. But as long as you haven't made up your mind, Today is the covenant service. Oh, we'll get to the covenant very soon. We'll get to the covenant. When she saw Solomon's sacrifice, hey, it left her breathless and amazed. Call your Jamie. That's what is going to happen to those who have mocked at us. Those who have despised us. Those who have dishonored us. When your son becomes the next president of Ghana. When your son becomes a doctor. And your daughter becomes a lawyer. The Lord will wipe the tears from your eyes. And the Lord will give you celebration. The Spirit will lift them. Clap your hands and say, I am the one. Clap your hands and shout it again and say, I am the one. Let the devil hear you shout, I am the one. Do you hear that prophecy? When they see you entering into the law school, they will be very sorrowful what they did to you. Look at verse number 6. Then she said to the king Solomon, what I heard in my own country about you and your wisdom is true. Verse 7. But I couldn't believe it until I had come and seen it all for myself. But I didn't hear even half of it. Your wisdom and wealth are much greater than what I was told. Go to verse number 10. Go to verse number 10. She presented to the king, to King Solomon, the gift she had brought. Almost 5 tons. That is 5,000 kilograms of gold. And a very large amount of spices and jewels. The amount of spices, that is perfume, that she gave to Solomon was by far the greatest that he ever received at any time. Stop there. This morning, I called the gold dealers in the church. One from Canada and 2 of them who are in Ghana. Then we went and we calculated the gold, the price of 1 kilogram of gold on the world market. And it was about, how much do we? 48 million, no, the price of 1 kilogram. 48,000 US dollars, 1 kilogram. We multiply it by 5,000 kilogram, and the wealth of money that she brought to Solomon was 48 billion US dollars. 48 billion US dollars. It's so huge. You don't understand. Let me break it down. It will take you 7.5 years. Let me break it down. Let me break it down. Ghana's economy is $16 billion. So the money she gave to Solomon was 3 times bigger than Ghana's economy. Let me further break it down. Let me further break it down. That amount of money, 48 billion, can build you the temple, build you the hospital, build you the school, buy all the property from here to Circle, including Ghanaian Times, cut it and buy Ghana Commercial Bank, the tall tower, buy everything, including STC, buy the lands in front of us, buy every place, and employ all your children as employees of Royal House Chapel. That kind of amount of money. 48 billion US dollars. One woman. Here is another nonsense. You must listen. She also brought the gift to a man who was already rich. Why? Because inheritance and blessing, when God releases it from heaven, it becomes a magnet that you use to attract more blessings. So once God places the covenant of inheritance and blessing upon you, it is like a magnet. Everywhere you go, you are attracting. That is why a rich man already will still have a gift of 48 billion US dollars as gift. 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 Here is another. Gifts are blessings from God. See another one which can get you angry. Solomon had a fleet of ships. And these ships, once they go on sale, they will come back after 3 years. And when they were returning, they will return with gold quantities measured as 25,000. 1,000 kilograms every 3 years. I didn't hear one. And yet he was flesh and blood. Born into a royal. We too, born into royal. Our king is not adulterous. Do verse 21, 22, 23, 24. All of Solomon's drinking cups were made of gold. And all the utensils, the one they used in cooking, mbewono, in the hall of the forest of Lebanon, were of pure gold. No silver was used, since it was not considered valuable in Solomon's day. If you have never had appetite for wealth, this is the appetite. Drink the blood and eat this body. And today, make a covenant with the God of heaven that you will be the person that will change that poverty and eliminate it in your house. You will fight that spirit until it can be no more. And if you are already born into an inheritance, make a covenant that you want to prosper more than your father, more than your mother. You want to be the one that will carry the inheritance of your father and spread it more. This is what I am calling upon you today. And it's the message God gave to me. Listen, not many pastors will preach this because they see this one as story. But I received it as a revelation. God said, go give it to your people. And by the kind of agreement that I have in the house today, I know that we are there. Are you clapping and giving God some praise here? Are you receiving your inheritance, somebody? We are there. We will make it. We will make it. We will make it. Look at verse number 22 in GNT. He had a fleet of ocean-going ships sailing with Hiram's fleet. Every 3 years, his fleet would return bringing gold, silver, ivory, apes, and monkeys. Verse number 23. King Solomon was richer and wiser than any other king. 24. And the whole world wanted to come and listen to the wisdom that God had given to him. Now, here is the last one I will settle with you. What was his source? Where did he get that inheritance from? Is the God that Solomon served different from the God that we are serving? Has he got different blood in him than the kind of blood that we have in us? Why did God choose to document this for us? Is it for us to tease us and to read a story? Or God intends that this thing will be practicalized and demonstrated and fulfilled in our life? I want you to go and think about that. If you think it's storybook, praise God. If you think it's a joke, praise God. And if you can see this as prophecy, which is why God documented this for actualization and materialization, please give me your heart. Follow me. Just take what I am telling you. I come from a very poor background. My father said to me, have you seen somebody go to secondary school in this house before? And being my father, I should have just accepted it. But for some reason, there was something in me that rejected what he said. There was something in me that said, no. Nobody has gone by. You'll be the first to go. Whatever anybody has said about you negatively, clap your hands and say, I reject. Oh, reject it again. By prayer and by anger, reject it. Please. please, let's look at the source of Solomon's riches. If it is the same source that you and I are pursuing, then we are on course. But if it's a wrong source, then let's give up. 1 Kings chapter 3, look at the source. 1 Kings chapter 3, look at verse number 5. Let me do that. Okay, let me do it in the King James. I think I like the words in King James. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. In a dream. So he was not rich before. By night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Solomon, ask me something. Verse number 9. Jump to verse number 9. Then Solomon said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Verse number 12. Behold, God says, I have done according to thy words. I have done according to thy words. God came and said, ask me. And he opened his mouth. And he said, give me wisdom and understanding. And God said, I have done according to your words. Today, when I give you the opportunity, speak big, big, realistic words. I beg you. Speak big, because the God that we serve is a big God. He wants to give you not riches, but an inheritance. I have given according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. I would like to do verse number 13. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days. You ask for wisdom. Solomon, I want you to know that where and whenever you see wisdom, what follows is riches and honor. Wealth and honor. Glory and honor. Ask. Open your mouth and ask. Make some declarations. Change some things that have taken place in the past in your life. Uproot some things the enemy has planted in your house. Change the course of history. Be the first among equals. Be the pioneer of the new beginning. Do it for me. Do it for the kingdom. Please. Please. For the sake of the kingdom. Now listen to the Bible definition of what you are coming to do. The Bible says he was made poor that we will obtain his riches. For our sake, he was rendered naked. And then by his stripes, he exchanged your sickness. Took your sickness and gave you health. Took your poverty and gave you an inheritance. That is what you are going to eat. That's what you are going to eat now. And every prophecy I have spoken, heaven has recorded and has been released on this element over here. And every covenant has a seal. For marriage, it is the ring. But for a spiritual heavenly covenant like this one, it is the blood. When you eat the covenant, No talking here, no movement. Just come, go to your seat and start praying. Whatever it is that has been following you from your great-grandfather and great-grandmother, why you? God cannot touch people and direct them to come and give you the kind of gift that Solomon received. Pass me not, O gentle say. Lift up your hands and say, here.
My heart will cry. Why, oh God, is thou on
earth? Open your mouth and say, do not pass me by. Hey! Come on, this is your moment. Your moment of inheritance. Savior, my Savior. My Savior,
God gave me a word for all parents here that they should relax, and that the children that we are bringing up here in Royal House Chapel, there's such greatness, I mean greatness, upon every child. What I saw during the first service, I can't explain it. And God said, for every sensitive position in this country, royals would occupy it. There was one word that God gave me during the first service that I didn't give it out for the parents, that if you ever feel tempted, listen to me clearly, if you're a parent here, if you ever feel tempted to leave Royal House Chapel, leave and leave the children here. And God says if you leave with the children, he will require their blood from you. Because what he has for them for the future, it will take Royal House Chapel. Rev has been saying that a president will come out of Royal House Chapel. During the first service, the Lord said it won't be a president, but presidents will come out of Royal House Chapel. The Lord also said that a time will come that the poorest person in Royal House Chapel will be the richest person of today in Royal House Chapel. And the Lord said, every parent must sow a seed, a big seed. When you are coming to church next week Sunday, you bring it, a seed on behalf of each child of yours. But there's one thing that God laid on my heart the second service whilst I was sitting down, that for what God wants to do with the children of Royal House Chapel, number one, if you are a youth here, it will take your commitment, it will take your seriousness in the Lord, it will take your holiness and your righteousness. I am kneeling on this altar and I am pleading with every youth that if you will stay pure for God, my darling, wait for 5 years, wait for 10 years, wait for 10 years, my darling, you won't be able to count your blessing. I see greatness all around here. 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 God is raising generals. 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 Great politicians. Great academicians. Great scientists. Great mathematicians. Great engineers. Great. I said great. From nowhere else. But from Royal House Chapel. But it will take you, your holiness, your righteousness, to bring that prophecy to come to pass.